I'd rather be here than be nowhere, amen? All right. I know folks are filing in, but we'll go ahead and get started. There is a lot to cover. Let me preface Sunday school by saying that this is going to be in two parts. No, this is not a gimmick. It's the first thing I want to say because that's going to be your first thought. It would be mine if I were you. No, it's not a gimmick. We're not just trying to get you to stay after lunch, but as you will quickly find out, there's just no way. This is typically a three-hour session that is done when I train this, so we're going to try to cram this into really about an hour and a half between this morning and then after lunch, and then obviously after lunch, I don't want to keep you long, and I'm not going to. So a lot of material to cover in a short period of time, so we're not going to waste much time. We're going to get right into it, all right? Praise the Lord, my brother. I have that. I do, and it's good. Thank you. Thank you anyway. I appreciate that. Yeah, somebody in this church needs that. Pass that around, bro. That's good stuff. Deals with the very subject we're going to be talking about today. I'm going to have you open, first of all, to Exodus chapter 15. And it's not really a text. It's more like a launch point. We're going to be all over the place. Keep your Bibles handy. We're going to let our fingers do the walking through the holy pages. Amen. We are going to be looking at a lot of Scripture. Just because of the time element and the amount of Scripture we're going to have to cover, I may not have time to turn to all of it. So I would encourage you to write these things down and go home and study them for yourselves. If after the service you miss something or you want further clarity on something, don't hesitate to see me, and I'd be happy to give you the Scripture right off my notes and anything else that you need that would be a help to you. We want you to get help from this. Exodus chapter 15 is our launch point. Let's look to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll get right into it. Hey, Heavenly Father, we thank you for Grace Baptist Church. Thank you for our pastor and his leadership. We thank you, Lord, for the folks of Grace Baptist Church and their kindness. Lord, their faithfulness to attend Sunday school and get something from your word that will help their souls. And Lord, I confess to them now, there isn't a thing Mike Ferris has to say that can help them. Lord, we need your word today. Please, Lord Jesus, give us wisdom, enlighten us. Holy Spirit, I need your help. Move Mike Ferris out of the way, and may Jesus Christ alone be glorified in all we say and do, who alone is worthy. We love you and worship you, Lord, in Christ's name. Amen. All right, Exodus chapter 15. We will take our text, and we'll quickly get into it. First of all, you know, before we even begin in Exodus chapter 15, the children of Israel have come out of Egypt in a miraculous way. In chapter 14, they cross the Red Sea. What a tremendous thing. I mean, have you ever just thought about that and tried to envision it? I know our minds can't, but the sea parted and walked. Did they walk across dry ground, Brother Ferris? That's what the Bible says. I believe it was so dry you could see the dust kicking up when they walked across it. Amen? It was dry ground. And then God drowns the Egyptian army when the Egyptian army tries to pursue him. And we come to chapter 15. We'll begin in verse 1. And we find, you could make yourself a note if you don't already have one in your Bible, that this is the first song in the Bible. There are a lot of songs in the Bible. This is the first one. And God had Moses write it. And we'll begin in verse 1, and you'll see this. So this is a song that they sing. And it even begins, "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea." You notice that, right? It wasn't Israel that did it. "The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him." And here's our launch point. As I said, this is not a text so much as it is just a launch point verse. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. I want to speak to you this morning in part one and this afternoon after lunch, part two, a message I call the discipline of defense. This began years ago, about 15 years ago, as I had churches asking me to preach on particular military-related subjects. And I began a series I call God's Boot Camp. And it comes out of the book of Job as the base verse. Who teacheth like God? Amen? We learn discipline from God. And so we come to this issue of defense. I'm going to give you about 6 or 7 points in the time that we have today. There's more than that in this lesson, but that's all we're going to have time to cover today, and I believe we'll get the point across. But point number one is the dilemma. The Bible says, very clearly, you all know it well, thou shalt not kill. That's what it says. That's one of the Ten Commandments. And yet we train men in the military, the ministry in which I work. I was in the Marine Corps. How many of you, my brothers here, were in the military? Do I have some others? Of course, Brother Myers. Yes, sir. Brother McCray. Anybody else? We know Brother Smitty. Anybody else? Okay. And all of you have family members. How many of you have family members of somewhere? Brothers, sisters, moms, dad? Yeah. So this affects all of us. And I can tell you that there are a great many people in our military that still struggle with this issue today. We've had Marine Corps officers who have shot and killed people in combat, who have come to our chaplains because they struggle with the issue. These are men who train to kill, and they have killed in combat.